I found a snow globe. Yeah, snow globe. Why don't you come over here and put your hand in my bread slot? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most Andy-less podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam. What's up?
I didn't quite hear Andy. At first, I heard pants, and I was pantsless. Like, I'm positive we've been the pantsless podcast before.
We're the pantsless podcast every week,
every week.
Be honest.
Yeah. I mean, you and Andy are. I was told that I'm not allowed into the No Pants Club.
Well, about that.
Yeah?
I have something about that. This episode marks 1 year since you have joined the podcast, Tam. It's been 1 year.
Andy's not even here to celebrate.
He's not here to celebrate. And if we would have done it next week, you wouldn't have been here to celebrate.
That's funny. That's exciting. This has been a whirlwind. I love it.
It has. It's been almost as good as if Skylar were here.
Almost. I'm glad to be a half-hearted replacement. Constantly checking my phone and leaving to help kids with cancer and all that jazz.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It's been great. Also, this episode will be our 300th published blog item.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
300.
See, if I wasn't here, none of this would have been happening. None of it.
Yeah, sure.
None of it, Matt.
Yeah, none of it.
Not anything.
Also, this time next week, you and I will both be a year older.
I know.
Exciting.
I'm super excited.
Tam's birthday is on Wednesday. Mine is on Thursday.
I've got a bunch of work Wednesday.
Nice.
Somebody was like, hey, do you mind if I schedule a couple private lessons on your birthday? And I'm like, yeah, of course not. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So that's exciting. Tam will be 14, and I will be 50.
Don't tell my mom I do this. Yeah.
If I'm 50, that makes Andy 80?
Something like that.
Yeah.
80, 82.
Andy is 80 years old. And if only he was here.
If only.
I find that funny because he was the one that really wanted to do an E3 episode.
I told,
and now here it is.
And
he's not here.
Me and my girlfriend are going out of town today.
Yeah.
To go do a family thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, it's the podcast after E3. We have to do this. She's like, fine, go do it.
It's only 1 hour.
It's an hour.
Yeah. It's not like it's that long.
But it's okay, Andy. I understand that you have obligations. You're like a husband or whatever. We'll never know that experience. We'll never know the pain of childbirth like you.
Special Father's Day to Andy.
Special Father's Day to Andy. I don't think he knows yet.
He doesn't know yet.
Neither does Camilla.
No, and that's going to be amazing, especially when we try and find out who the father is.
Yeah. I wonder if it's also Camilla.
Could be. Andy's, they're not really having a kid.
Or the Ocean Master.
Oh, jeez.
Came back to port one more time.
Came back on a visit. Oh, if he does give birth to Skylar's child, we can replace you.
Perfect. Why not replace the podcast member who is it here, Matt?
Can't replace him. It'd just be a fill-in.
That's fair.
Technically, because you're here, it would be a replacement.
Ah.
Right?
Yeah. I guess if you want to get technical and use the English language against me.
I do want to get technical. Speaking of technical, and there's nothing technical about it, my character died in Pathfinder.
Did you just get shot in the face?
Yeah, kind of, with a bow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I feel kind of screwed because I got screwed.
Yeah?
Not by Austin.
But game mechanics?
Not necessarily game mechanics either.
By your party mates?
The party mates put us in a pretty bad position, and I was the one that paid the price.
Oh,
yeah.
And you weren't even like part of the party. You were a gun for hire.
Well, at that point, I was,
part of
the party. Yeah. But what happened was we went to go talk to some guy that we're supposed to just kill. And I don't think Stefan and Tyler were actually listening at this point, which is why I feel kind of screwed, because they were messing with a bubble pipe at the time and a toy gun, which was actually a bottle opener.
That's completely excusable.
So Austin was giving us a bunch of information, and I had an idea. I was like, let's try and get him to invite us inside. And so I tell Stefan this because he's the one with diplomacy. And then Stefan was like, hey, your guys destroyed our cart. We need you to pay for it. I'm like, what? He's not going to do that. A leader of a guild, he doesn't give a shit. And he's not going to come out to see the cart. And then he was like, well, do you like being pushed around? Do you like that the, I think it was the Lords of Rust.
Oh, he threatened him?
Insulted him? Not yet.
Oh, good.
Do you like how they treat you like a puppet or whatever? He's like, yeah, this is fine. I like being a leader of a guild. I'm totally cool with it. And he was like trying to get him to, I don't know, turn on his guild? I don't know. But he kept trying to get him to come out. And then Austin specifically said, he's not going to come out. And then he tried like one more thing. And I was about to say something. And then he went inside. And then fucking Tyler said something like, oh, what was it? Oh, you would think that, you would think a smiler lead of a guild wouldn't be such a pussy or something like that. Basically, and we had the low ground too. He was up on a balcony.
Oh, yeah?
And so we had the low ground. So him and six archers come out.
You're like, we'll see ourselves out.
Yeah, and so then they fire at us, and then, of course, they fire at Tyler specifically and nearly kill him. So now Tyler's got like one HP left, so he had to run and get healed real quick. Stefan and Arya took off to actually go in so they can go up to the balcony, and then Tyler did too, and then it was me and Naomi still there, and we're like, I was getting ready to leave. Like, we're like, we can't stay here. We gotta go somewhere else. Because we got six archers and the leader firing on us, and he has three birds with him. So we're also having three birds attacking us. And then two more orcs came out from...
This dude's an orc?
This dude's not an orc. This dude is he's a smiler, which is a human without lips. Kind of looks like a Joker-ish kind of thing. Yeah, they're fucked up. Anyway, so two more orcs came out from the front door. So we're fighting two orcs, three birds, and seven archers.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, let's call this guy a pussy.
Yeah. So I'm getting ready to go, like, somewhere else, like, maybe inside and with everybody else. So, like, I pull out my tower shield, you know, so I could take the shots from seven fucking archers.
Yeah.
And he pulls out, like, a glowing arrow and shoots at Naomi. Boom, knocks her down. Completely unconscious. And I'm like, fuck.
So you gotta grab her?
She was dying, so I stayed to stabilize her. And then I ended up dying because I just got shot and attacked too many times. And she lived. I died saving her life.
Damn. So what are you going to do? Did you just roll up a new character, or are you going to be Naomi?
I create a new character.
Tell me about him.
He's a half-orc fighter.
Was he part of this guild?
He was. because he's a half-orc, he hasn't really had a fun time with them because they don't treat him like a full orc.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But they don't treat him like a full man.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the lower half of you the orc part?
It's a mix.
Oh, okay. I was making a penis joke.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I was nagging your penis joke.
How big is an orc's penis on average? If you could compare it to anything in like the real world.
I don't know, but I do know there is a book about that.
Yeah?
It is a sexual fantasy RPG.
Wonderful.
I heard it on Spoonie's Counter Monkey.
That seems right up my alley.
So you can find that.
Hey, if any of you guys want to send us a copy of this book, send the whole book to 3hitcombo@gmail.com.
Right.
Send the book.
The physical copy.
Correct.
So that's how I died in Pathfinder. And then I posted the me burning the character sheet.
I did see that.
With emo music.
I did see that.
Yeah. That was fun. What is nice about... There is something nice about building a character like mid-campaign because I know everything we need. So, like, my character is pretty well set.
I did that once with a Star Wars campaign. I played a... It was a pre-canoned story, and I was an idiot and made a sniper. So we were constantly running around in a Star Wars adventure. Like, could you imagine a sniper trying to be in, like, episode 4? There's nowhere for him to do anything.
Yeah.
Nowhere. So I was constantly like, I'm going to lay down for a round, and I'm going to aim for a round, and I'm going to fire for everyone's... All right, I'm going to stand up, and... but then I made a grappler.
Nice.
Oh, my God. I got to make a grappler with everything I could possibly want from him. I freaking made Solid Snake. I was an infiltrator, and I want to... Oh, my God. I walked up... I was a Sith killer. Mm-hmm. I was a boss killer. If I got my hands on you, you died. I didn't even waste my time with the little guys. I was like, I walked up to like the main Sith Lord and took his lightsaber from him. I was just like, this is mine now. He's like, I don't know why I'm not using force powers on you because your will is weak as shit. But I just got my hands on him and just fucked him up. It was all about just grappling him and making him his armor not matter, his dexterity not matter, and then just knife, just constantly just so the way the mechanic worked was unconsciousness happened on like a condition track. The first time you get hit on your condition track, you go -1 to everything you do. The next time is like -5, then -10, then unconscious. Every round I was doing 2 points on that chart, so every round you were like -5 to everything. Attacks, defenses, your stats, all of it. And then next round, you're unconscious. Next round, dead. So it took me 3 rounds to kill anything that was like large size or below.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That I don't know why, but something about that reminded me. We created our own gang. I think I might have mentioned it last week, but we're the Tunnel Snakes.
Yeah.
And we rule.
Yeah, you totally rule.
We have to, like, excuse me. We have to, like, build up our cred to get invited somewhere. So we're like, let's go to a bar and beat some people up. So
you have jackets?
We don't, but we're thinking about making
jackets. Dude, make some fucking jackets.
We went to a bar and fought 5 ogres, and we killed the ogres, and then
you killed them in a bar fight?
Yeah.
What an asshole.
Dude, there's no rules in this fucking town.
All right. Oh, okay.
There's nothing to stop us.
There's no rules for the Tunnel Snakes.
So, not only did we do that, but like there were some patrons hiding in a corner, and I grabbed one of them by the collar and threw him out, and I go, tell everyone what you just saw. But one of the ogres fell and killed the bar owner, so now we own the bar.
Now you own the bar?
Yeah.
What are you going to name the bar?
You
should name it The Vault.
We should. It's like Tunnel Snakes Tavern or something like
Tunnel
that.
Tunnel Snakes Tavern.
Yeah.
So, I love alliteration, but let's not get into more tea alliteration.
So I made a table, a pretty shitty table, and then we went out and got some alcohol, and we don't have any glasses yet.
But good.
The bar's shaping up, and then Tyler, in ogre blood, painted Tunnel Snakes Rule on top of the door.
I love it.
And then, oh, before we could go get glasses, someone stole our cart. So we had to track that down. Found some Smilers fighting some rat folk. All the rat folk died except one, and then we killed the Smilers. And then I grabbed the Smiler and threw him away and said, tell him what you just saw.
That's funny. That's super funny.
Yeah.
So besides Pathfinder, how was your week?
Pretty good.
Mine too. I'm really tired for prepping for Nationals.
Oh.
Yeah. Like staying up every night playing a children's card game. It's so exhausting.
I've been really tired staying up all night playing Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
Yep, decided to finish that. I was like halfway through it already. And so I'm going to try and finish it.
Speaking of Fallout New Vegas, games?
Yeah, let's go and get into our E3 recap, which will be the entire rest of the podcast.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hashtag excited.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
Fallout 4 release date, November 10th, 2015.
Okay, here's the big question, and I'm hijacking your podcast.
Okay.
I'm getting this game.
Are you?
Yes.
You're really getting Fallout 4?
I'm going to get Fallout 4.
Okay.
What system? I've been told Xbox One by my buddy, who is also going to get it so that we can play together.
Well, you can't play together because there's no multiplayer.
Isn't there a, you can get online and make a colony and have people hang out?
There's Fallout Shelter for the iPhone.
Yeah. But that's different. I know that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no multiplayer.
No?
And not as far as I know. There's never been multiplayer to the Fallout games.
All right. I know there hasn't been multiplayer before. I thought I heard something about there being multiplayer now.
I feel like I would know because yeah. I've read everything about Fallout. I would say if you have to get it on a home console to get it on the PS4 because you'll be able to get mods on that.
You can get mods on the Xbox One, can't you?
I don't think so.
No? Why?
There's specifically an article that I have here about mods on PS4. Okay, yep, they're on the Xbox One.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So, yeah, they'll both have mod support, so I guess at that point it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
I would like to get it on PC, but I don't think I'm going to get it on PC.
I'm definitely not.
I think I'm going to get it on... I don't know yet. Maybe PS4, maybe Xbox One.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
But I have to buy a console. You have them.
Yeah,
both. So I have to figure out which console am I going to buy.
Right.
Because I'm totally going to get this game.
There's probably going to be like a... Or, well, maybe a bundle.
If there is a bundle, damn it.
So Fallout 4, November 10th, 2015... I called that, by the way, at Pathfinder. We were playing Pathfinder while Bethesda was doing their conference.
Oh, yeah?
And we just made a gentleman's bet on when Fallout 4 was going to be released, and I had November 10th, 2015.
Really?
Yeah, I called it.
Why?
Because that's a date a lot of video games come out. And video games come out on Tuesdays, so it had to be a Tuesday in early November.
Huh.
Yeah. There was a rumor about it being late October, so some people guessed late October. Someone guessed late September, but...
That seems super
close. I originally guessed that it would be... All my tabs are reloading. Oh, God. I originally guessed that it would be announced for late October, but then pushed back to November 10th.
Fallout. They know what's going on. 10 years of production. They know exactly yeah. when they're going to release.
Yeah, they know exactly what they're doing. Like when the Pit DLC was terrible.
It got better,
by the way.
We don't remember that. We don't.
Everyone was like exclamation marks. Like it was all fucked up. It was broken for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, any other game who comes out around that time better freaking stay clear. Because Fallout 4 is going to obliterate. It's going to be so good.
Yeah, for sure. You can play a version of Donkey Kong on your Pip-Boy.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Speaking of Pip-Boy.
You going to get the Pip-Boy edition?
I want to so bad.
It's already fucking sold out everywhere. They're getting more copies, but it's selling out like right away every time.
I think I might just have my dad 3D print me a Pip-Boy.
You could do that.
Yeah. Like as much as I really want the actual one. It just makes more sense to do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Fallout Shelter, by the way, for the iPhone is making more money than Candy Crush Saga at the moment.
Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Have you downloaded it?
I don't have an iPhone.
Oh, I have really, really thought about downloading it. Like every time that I see a screen cap, I'm like, do I want to waste my time with this? How is it making more money? They said it was... Oh, because of the drops. I watched that conference twice. It was the only conference that I watched twice.
Oh, yeah.
I watched all of the conferences. Not as they were happening, but just later. And they said that... the app is free. It's kind of like... How would you describe it? It's kind of like a...
God, how would I describe Fallout Shelter?
So basically, if you're interested in the game, the description is kind of like you're playing God over this colony, and you decide what everyone in the colony does, and it's your job to keep the colony alive.
Yeah, you're. I believe you play the role of the overseer.
Correct.
Yeah, and you can. People come to the colony, and you give them jobs and stuff like that, and try and keep the colony surviving and thriving.
Yeah, making sure that things don't attack you, and that fires don't break out, and there's enough food and happiness to go around, and
yeah.
Make all the babies.
That's right, make babies.
Make the babies.
Candy Crush is making $2.55 million a day. So Fallout Shelter made above that. Don't have the exact number here, apparently.
Damn. A day.
Bethesda's Pete Hines said, "We're very pleased. Fallout Shelter is doing amazingly well with no real buildup." There was no real buildup.
Yeah,
it was... they just kind of like, "Hey, get your iPhone out. You can download it now."
I wonder what one asshole was at the company that was like, "Guys, I don't think this app's gonna work. We should just scrap it. I know we're like 90% done with it."
There's always let's just that scrap dude it. That's like, "Yeah, I don't know, guys. I think we're going to lose money on this one." Yeah. We should just cut our losses before we lose any more.
Totally. $2 million a day. A day.
A day.
I'd murder you for $2 million a day. Sorry, Matt.
I wouldn't blame you.
I'd share it with you.
Would you? Yeah. Thanks.
I'd give you a couple bucks.
Your companion, Dogmeat, cannot die in Fallout 4.
Yeah?
Cannot die.
Whoa. Is his name Dogmeat? Is that official?
I believe so. I saw a screenshot where, like, his cursor was focused on him and said Dogmeat under it.
I wonder if you get to name him because you, quote, find him.
It's possible. Dogmeat was in Fallout 3, and he could die in Fallout 3.
Yeah.
It was sad when he died.
Totally.
Speaking of Fallout games, though, I've been playing Old World Blues on New Vegas, the one of the expansions, and there's robo-dogs that attack you, and it's... I don't know how they did it, but I have no fucking sympathy for canines anymore. I will fucking hack them up in the wasteland.
Yeah?
Yeah, I used to be like, "Oh, man, I don't want to kill a dog." Now they've fucking fucked me up so many times.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking pissed. Every time I see him, I get out my proton axe. I'm like, "Fuck you, fuck you, fuck,
fuck you."
You.
That's very funny.
Yeah. We were talking about this. Fallout mod support. Hooray.
Hooray.
I think we're moving on from Fallout. Ah, yeah. Did you blink? Shenmue 3 is already funded. Shenmue 3 is the Kickstarter project for... Well, it was announced at Sony's conference.
Okay.
Sony wasn't necessarily behind the Kickstarter. They advertised it because they saw Shenmue was trying to kickstart Shenmue 3. Mm-hmm. And it's been, what did they say, 15 years since Shenmue 2 or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I've never even heard of this game, so it tells you... how popular it is.
Oh, you should see the video. Who was it? Game trailers? Like, three people literally just jumped up on their seats when they saw the trailer for Shenmue. Before it even said Shenmue, they knew it was a Shenmue trailer.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were asking for... let me get to it. It's got to be here. I think they were asking for $2
million. Hey, Fallout did that in a day.
That's true. They were asking for $2 million. They got that in one day. And right now they're at $3.5 million for Shenmue 3.
That's awesome. That's really cool. I hope that game is everything that you want it to be. Everyone
that's crazy
funded that. Yeah.
Especially when you fund it that much, you gotta think like.
It better be good.
Yeah.
gets all the way to the 11th hour. Sorry guys, I have to give everybody back their money. Fuck! That was 5 years.
PlayStation 4's The Last Guardian is dated for 2016. Now, if people haven't been following this, The Last Guardian is I believe it's a sequel to Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah.
And it was first announced in 2009.
Yep.
And has been shown and canceled, and then disappeared. And it reappeared again.
See, if I were them, I would have just waited. I just wouldn't have even put it out. I wouldn't have shown it at E3 at all, so that you can make its own big deal and be like, "Hey, it's out tomorrow."
That would be nuts.
We're sorry.
That would be like, I know from a company standpoint, that's not the best thing to do because you gotta give people time so they have actual money to buy your game because games are expensive. But as a gamer, that would be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're always waiting for games. You know, like, oh, God, only 2 more months before
this
game comes
out. Where's that new Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, like, if someone were to come out and be like, hey, tomorrow you can get this big-ass, awesome blockbuster game, and you're like, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even, I just think 2016 is too far away. If it was just, like, this holiday, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
But even, I don't know, did it say early 16 or?
I don't.
Because it better be damn early 16. No. It better be like
it
January
just says
1st.
It just says 2016 release date.
Yeah, because I can't imagine it going into like June of 2016 and anybody caring still, you know?
Really?
Like people will care, but it's going to be like now that it's truly going to happen, there's a real date on it.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to flood the market with looking at it. They're going to look at the game and they're going to overhype themselves or underhype themselves. I think they might just be shooting themselves in the foot with how early they put a date on it.
Hmm.
If they would have showed a trailer and been like coming soon, or I mean, that probably would have actually been worse.
Yeah, that might have been worse. That fan base, though, I think is so excited for that game because it's been so long. It would be like, too bad Andy's not here. It would be like Half-Life 3.
Mm-hmm.
That has such a specific strong fan base that I think it would be kind of hard to have them waver on that.
I've only ever wanted 2 tattoos, one of the Legend of Zelda symbol and one of that symbol just somewhere on my body of the weak point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that's super cool, but I think I'm going to compromise and get a shirt that has it on instead. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should do that. Final Fantasy VII Remake will have new story bits and updated gameplay.
No one cares about that. Move on.
I'm interested. I think it's neat because I like Final Fantasy VII, but I wish it was Final Fantasy IX. They've done so many. Like, I get that this is a remake, so it's gonna be all fucking cool. You know?
Yeah.
Like HD, it's gonna look great. But they've done like 9 million re-releases of Final Fantasy VII. That when there's another Final Fantasy VII thing, as cool as a remake is, I'm like. Again, do you know how many times I've played that game on different platforms since 97?
Business-wise, it makes sense for them to start their remake with 7 because I'm pretty sure it's the most popular. Everybody fucking knows Cloud. I couldn't tell you the main character of 9. But
I would say it's Zidane.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't play Final Fantasy, and I know Cloud.
It's Zidane.
Oh,
Final Fantasy 9.
Duh, it's Zidane. What am I thinking? I just had a
It's the superior part. Final Fantasy, okay.
But if this sells really well, which you can assume it will, I've seen lots of memes of Final Fantasy VII Remake winning E3 by itself. So people are excited for this game.
Mm-hmm.
It has a precedence to hopefully remake other ones. Like Final Fantasy,
I hope so.
The original, as an HD remake.
Yeah.
Just
or 9.
Just make it. No. Just imagine in a world.
Okay. Imagining
where there's no
Zidane,
the 3D sprite, the 2D Garnet. Sprites, it's an actual 3D model, but it's just the plot of Final Fantasy I. Like, they completely overhaul all of the mechanics and turn like Final Fantasy, the original, into like Final Fantasy 13, where it's just not fun.
Perfect. New Black Ops 2 Black Ops 3 video.
Oh.
Goes deep into combat. Looks pretty interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I
always like the Black Ops series. I don't know why.
I enjoy ruining my friends' kill-death ratios on Black Ops.
Nice.
That's pretty much all the fun that I have. Zombies is actually pretty fun whenever I have somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah. I have never really played zombies that much.
It's fun. It's definitely my type of game. I prefer that single-player, couch multiplayer type thing of sitting down with one, maybe two other people and defending against the computer that you can't technically win against.
Yeah. Let's see. I got more Fallout 4 stuff here on the fly.
I was thinking about Fallout 4 right as you said it. I was just like, ooh, you get to make switches and lights and electrical systems.
Dude, that'll be interesting.
You get to make your own shelters? Oh my God. You can go tell your dog to go do shit.
Okay, I don't really have anything on
Fallout. I wonder what famous voice actor Bethesda got to do the voice.
Voice of
Whoever. Yeah, because
I'm sure they can get quite a bit.
Every game they get like a really big guy.
I know in Old World Blues, I don't know if you know her, Veronica Belmont plays a light switch.
She plays a light switch.
That's
interesting.
You could talk to the light switch. She also plays the voice of your stealth suit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And it's like the stealth suit will be like, you go to fight someone and they'll be like, oh, this guy looks tough, and you'll fight him. And they'll be like, hostiles defeated or something like that. And then randomly the suit will be like, do you like me? In Old World Blues, though, there's also a fucking toaster that's like super angry. And he's like, hey, a toaster is a death ray with a smaller power supply, buddy. And like you'll walk by it and he'll be like, hey, I found a snow globe. Yeah, snow globe. Why don't you come over here and put your hand in my bread slot? And then there's this machine that like processes seeds for you, and he's like, got your seed for me, baby?
Oh my god.
So funny. He's like, you come back with that seed now. Oh god, I love Old World Blues. It's so good. Xbox One is going to have backwards compatibility.
Yes.
I saw the list of games that were supposed to be able to be backwards compatible.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like anything I would play.
No?
No.
Did they say they're going to announce other things on other games
for backwards compatibility? I think eventually they will. Right. I know with the 360, it was selectively backwards compatible.
Right.
And then they released a version that was more backwards compatible, I believe.
Yeah.
Xbox One, a lot of people think it wasn't even possible with how they built it.
It wasn't?
And yeah, they didn't think you could even do it. And right here I have an article from Sony that said they were surprised because they didn't think you could do it. And now they're saying, well, I guess never say never for backwards compatibility for the PS4. So, doesn't matter for me, though, PS4-wise, I got all the PlayStation systems.
Yeah.
I just fucking play whatever I want.
I'm currently rocking The Last of Us, and I'm loving it. But we don't have to get into that. Not again.
No, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's stop E3 for the
last. Speaking of backwards compatibility, Red Dead Redemption is the most wanted Xbox One backwards compatibility game.
Huh.
Has 34,862 votes.
Whoa.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2, Skyrim, Halo Reach, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 followed it up.
That makes sense. I can see that. I expected...
Red Dead Redemption was fucking awesome.
I can't wait to play it. I own it now because I got a PS3 and I'm playing The Last of Us right now. So and good. Then I'm going to play that.
So good.
I expected to stop playing that. Play Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption. I used to do a thing in multiplayer all the time where I was like, hey, watch this. And I would like go at full sprint with my horse and then shoot it in the head. And I would just fly off my horse for I don't know how many feet.
That's fair.
A lot of feet.
A lot of feet. So yeah. Many feet.
I would go flying off that horse. It was awesome. And then just running by someone and lassoing them and tripping them. Unfortunately, you can't hogtie them in multiplayer. And I guess that's for the best because then they could just hogtie you and leave.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can lasso and trip people. It's funny.
That sounds really funny. Can you drag them?
You can drag them for a ways, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's been a little while since I played it, but it's fun. It's really fun. Reggie doesn't think VR is fun enough yet. Reggie from Nintendo, of course. If we had to guess any Reggie.
Oh, you mean my Uncle Reggie?
He said, quote, what we believe is that in order for this technology to move forward, you need to make it fun, you need to make it social. We haven't walked the floor, so I can't say in terms of what's on the floor today, but at least based on what I've seen to date, it's not fun and it's not social, it's just technology.
He's got a point, but...
He does have a point, but also technology's fucking cool.
Yeah, technology is cool. Technology is the only way that you have a job.
Ooh.
I'm not calling you out, Reggie.
Dude, Reggie's a big guy. He'll fucking murder you.
But no.
Have you seen Hungry Reggie?
Hungrybox fucked him up.
Reggie's like 8 feet tall, 500 pounds. No, Reggie's a big dude, though.
500 pounds. He's got two heads. Reh. And G.
Miyamoto says Zelda is still destined for the Wii U.
fucking better be. It's the only reason I got a damn Wii U.
He's reiterating that Zelda is still destined for the Wii U. So if you want a Zelda game, you're just going to have to wait.
Early 2017.
Speaking of 2017, Shenmue 3 isn't even supposed to be released till December of 2017.
I mean, it just got kickstarted.
Yeah, I know, but fuck.
Yeah. How'd you like Nintendo's conference? Did you watch it at all?
Yeah, I mean, I thought all the conferences were all right. Nothing really, like... Bethesda's conference was great.
Oh, Bethesda's conference maybe come and then still had enough to maybe go for round two.
Yeah,
it was. I really, really enjoyed all the Muppet stuff with the Nintendo guys. Their conference itself, like the content, was actually a little lackluster. Mm-hmm. But I kind of expected that. They're in between consoles at the moment. Wii is dying. No fanboy wants to admit it, but it is. And NX, they're not allowed to talk about yet. So they're kind of in this weird in-between place, and they said, no Zelda Wii U. So what does that mean? Their leading game was Mario Maker, which looks bomb as fuck.
It does look bomb.
But there's only so much that you can do. Your imagination is what runs that game. Mm-hmm. The game gives you the tools. It doesn't give you maps.
And Mario Maker is releasing on September 11th. Never forget.
God, I'm so excited.
It also supports Amiibo, if you're inclined for Amiibos.
I am.
It does look extremely fun, though. I really want to play it.
Yeah.
It was, damn it, it was on, you could have played it yesterday at the GameStop, or not the GameStop, the Best Buy on 72nd Dodge.
I'm pissed.
I was going to go to that, and I kind of just forgot, and I didn't go.
I'm pissed.
So God, that's interesting. So cool. There is a level called My Body is Ready.
Yeah?
Yeah.
God, I love Nintendo so much. My Muppet body is ready.
There is another Gears of War game. They said it's not called Gears 4, but right here it says Gears 4. I don't know.
I think it's just called Gears, right?
Is it just called Gears of War 4, despite being written all over promotional things as Gears 4? Despite everyone will call it Gears 4, and despite Gears 4 is a better name, apparently that's not the game.
Yeah.
What is the name?
I think it's just Gears. They're pulling like a Fast and Furious thing.
Okay.
Like a Fast 5. And then the next game is going to be War.
And Of.
Of. Elder when they sit on the shelf, you have Gears of War over two games. Yeah, they know what's going on.
Elder Scrolls Online tops the UK retail charts.
Damn, unexpected.
Yeah.
I haven't heard like anything from that game since it came out.
I've heard from a lot of people it's not very good, but then I heard the other night from Austin that he had a lot of fun playing it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Every time I see Tamriel, I'm just like, ha, it's kind of my name. That's like a place, and I'm a thing. I'm a person.
Here's the rundown from the first E3 PC gaming show conference. Killing Floor 2 introduces new advanced gore tech. Killer Instinct is coming to the PC. Gears of War Ultimate Edition is coming to the PC. American Truck Simulator used Google Maps. AMD introduced a new GPU card. DayZ will have single-player support and wide-open modding. And No Man's Sky will release on PS4 and PC at the same time.
That sounds awesome. That all sounds great.
Interesting. Really cool.
There's not a part of that that I disagree with.
Ukulele Kickstarter ends with over $3.25 million.
Damn.
As we all know, this is the spiritual successor to Banjo-Kazooie.
Do you think Banjo-Kazooie like will make an appearance in there? Here's what I want.
Not Banjo-Kazooie themselves, but maybe like minor characters from the games.
You think so?
Yeah.
I want like a really fucking old Banjo-Kazooie to be like, bye, have fun on your adventure. And then... Ukulele are just like, okay, see ya, you old fucks.
Ukulele is planned to release on Linux, Mac, PS4, Wii U, Windows, Xbox One in October 2016.
What was that first one you said?
Linux.
I met a guy. My dad bought his CNC machine from some guy who was a freaking Linux fanboy.
Really?
He had a freaking Linux tattoo.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez. This dude is like, yeah, the whole thing's done in Linux. It's just like I made it myself, and it's just like push up his glasses. It's so good. I'm just like, what the fuck's a Linux?
I dual booted Ubuntu, a version of Linux, onto one of my laptops, and I really liked it. It was pretty sweet.
The only word that I understood was on, and then I think he said laptop.
Yeah.
But you said Linux, and I checked out.
I was tempted to – I want to get a Steam machine, but you can also build your own and then boot the Steam operating system on it. But it's Debian, which is another version of Linux, and they were giving me the instructions, and it felt a little over my head. I'm like, okay, you do what now? So I don't
push the on button.
I don't know. I guess maybe I'll research it more and see what I want to do. But, yeah, I want to get a Steam machine. That'll be fucking sweet. Come with a Steam controller, too.
Ooh.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5 releasing on September 29th. PS4 and Xbox One.
We all want Thug 3.
Kind of. Thug 2 sucked.
I don't play any of the Tony Hawk games. I just...
I still have Underground 1 for my PS2.
Let's do a Let's Play.
And it's awesome. Yeah, let's do it. It's fucking fun, though.
And relevant.
The fancy Xbox One controller is $150. And it's customizable.
Yeah.
You can customize it. Not even, like, it's customizable to the fact where, like, that D-pad, you can customize, like, how sensitive it is. But you can also customize the trigger to how much you push in the trigger when it actually registers that you've pushed it in.
Dude.
And it also has triggers on the inside for your middle fingers. So instead of using the shoulder buttons, you can use your middle fingers.
Whoa. This thing seems cool as fuck. Technology.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's highly customizable, they say.
Highly customizable.
Highly. Xbox One game preview lets you play games that are still in development. So it's almost like early access.
That's cool.
Xbox game preview launches with The Long Dark, Shelter, Elite Dangerous, and DayZ. DayZ, which will always be in early access.
Always. Yeah. I was like, wait, that's a real game. No, wait. No, it's not.
Yes. Yeah. Being fucking early access. We're going to be like 30. Like, welcome to 3-Hit Combo Podcast. DayZ is now in beta.
Yeah. DayZ got another update.
Yeah.
Let's go into the Vita 30.
Rainbow Six Siege will come out, or will come with a free version of Vegas 1 and 2 on the X-Bone.
Whoa. What a hell of a deal.
Vegas 1 and 2 are really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
God, I just don't know anything about shooters.
The terrorist hunt in that is super fun.
Terror hunt.
Yeah. Rainbow Six Siege, that'll be interesting. I might just get it just for the fact that it's three fucking cool games.
Yeah.
Even if Siege isn't that great, I'll still have 1 and 2, man.
I mean, you paid $20 for each of those games.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll look pretty because it's an Xbox One.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Sam, our last story. Telltale randomly announces The Walking Dead Michonne.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
Also very random.
A little bit.
It'll be a 3-episode miniseries.
Do you think that the Michonne Telltale games will meet up with the other Telltale Walking Dead games?
Maybe.
Do you think, like, freaking Clementine's gonna, like, walk in screen and walk out?
I want to say yes, but, like, and as much as I like the Walking Dead games, the first one, they're like, oh, there'll be characters from The Walking Dead in the video game. And then it's literally the first episode. You see Herschel for a little bit and Glenn for a second, and then you just never see anyone again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's possible they just went in a different direction. The thought process changed.
Yeah, well, then they shouldn't have announced it.
Well, they didn't know at that time, Matt. Can we talk about one other thing?
I'm pretty sure they had a storyboard.
Yeah, I bet. But, I mean, they maybe had a storyboard for one and were expecting to add 2 and 3, but they were like, these characters are really cool. I don't know. I don't need to defend them. They can do what they want. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. They make money.
What else we got?
HoloLens. Did you see it?
No.
No?
No.
You didn't see the HoloLens?
I mean, I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
Holy fuck, dude. I want you to get on YouTube like right now and look at this shit.
You're the only person that I've like has had that kind of reaction to.
Really?
That. Everyone else has been like, yeah, it's HoloLens.
It's fucking cool.
What's cool about it?
So he was playing on the screen. He had the HoloLens, and they put the HoloLens on the camera so that the camera could see what he saw. Mm-hmm. And then he's playing Minecraft, obviously, and he's playing on the screen, and he takes the thing from the like he's playing on a wall. Mm-hmm. That's what he sees, and he throws it into a 3D model on a table. So it a 3D model, nice. And using his voice and using his hands, he moves around the world.
That's awesome.
That sounds cool. So cool. Not even for the fact of like Minecraft is a cool game and that sounds fun for beating up pixels, but think about all the crazy, crazy thing people did with Kinect.
Yeah.
What are they gonna do with HoloLens?
That's a good question.
They're gonna like be able to map out the entire human body, like scan you and go, all right, here's what's inside you. That sounds cool. That sounds cool as fuck.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Or, hey, children, do you want a 3D raptor to come to life and tell you about raptor stuff? Put on a HoloLens. There you go, museum. There it is. You want Jurassic World? Let's do it. Let's make some fucking dinosaurs. I feel like taking a step, getting rid of the game and just going into the technology, that HoloLens looks so beautiful. It looked beautiful. And if they truly lied and said it was all rendered, I don't really care. It was amazing to see that in a holographic way, just to put it on your face and just be there.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder, did they say anything about when it's supposed to be released, when it's coming out?
I don't think so. But they did the same thing with Kinect.
True. But I just wonder if there's so much technology involved that it might be a long time before that comes out. Because like the Oculus Rift has been in development forever.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. So,
but the Oculus Rift wasn't an E3.
Probably was somewhere.
Probably, maybe.
A lot of things are at E3. You can find everything. Except
my mom.
Except the Ouya table. The one year they were there, they had to be in a parking lot across the street.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it was funny.
Like a little white tent. It's got a sign painted in ogre blood. What's next rule?
All right, everyone. That will do it for this episode of 3 Hit Combo Podcast, our E3 recap. If for some reason you miss technology and news, then sorry.
You want to make up a story for technology? What happened?
A nuclear bomb went off, but it was all confetti.
It was all confetti?
Yeah, it was like, just all confetti.
It was all confetti. Japan freaked the fuck out and was really happy.
Yeah. They're kind of pissed at the cleanup, though.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
So you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com, and search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast. So for Tam, this is Matt signing out. Thank you.